It's 19 and a half after eight. Matt Comyn has been the CEO, C-O-M-Y-N, of the Commonwealth Bank since April 2018, just in the middle of all that mess a couple of years ago. He's been with the bank, though, for a long time, since 1999, but he's also the chairman of the Australian Bankers Association, representing more than 20 banks across the country. I just thought, in the light of everything that you've been saying and you've been writing to me about and that we've been talking about, in this crisis, we're going to have a yarn in layman's language with Matt Comyn. He's on the line. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Thank you for your time. This is very important stuff because everyone's got a relationship with their bank. You have said you'll do, quote, you and your bankers, everything we can to keep business open and employing staff during a very difficult period for the economy. What sort of things are you talking about?
Well, that's absolutely right, Alan. There's been a whole range of different measures that the banking industry has put in place. Most significantly, particularly for business customers, we've offered all of our customers up to $10 million in aggregate borrowings or loans, which covers 99% of Australian businesses, a six-month payment deferral. And to give you a sense...
Just stop there, Matt. Stop there, if you could. Sorry, I will be interrupting you a bit because your words lead to some of the questions that they're asking. Now, a six-month payment deferral, does this mean that the principal, the interest compounds, and at the end of the 6 months, they'll be paying compound interest?
Yeah, what that means is effectively that they make no repayments for 6 months. As
yes.
you said, the interest continues to accrue to the loan balance, and generally what happens is the loan term is extended to accommodate or enable that customers don't pay any more than they were paying before, but it's just now over a longer term. There's some
right, just hang on. See, this is the worry. So the interest, so they'll get a deferral for 6 months of interest and principal, but the interest, they'll continue to pay month in month interest on interest.
Well, that's right, Alan. That's the nature of a loan.
Why don't
a
you stop that? Yeah, I know that, but hang on. That's difficult. So will these people, when they borrow, be told what will the accumulated debt be as a result of their borrowing and the interest compounding?
Yes, they certainly can be. We've been able to do that. To give you an example, we've written out to 76,000 of our small business customers with loans less than $3 million, talked them through. We actually automatically enrolled them in a pause on their repayments. More than 99.9% of those 76,000 customers have asked to participate in this. And this allows the financial institutions to effectively allow businesses to put all of their repayments on hold. It is, of course, a cost that will still be required to be repaid, but there's a lot of flexibility yes. that is also being offered to customers during this period of time. Everything from waiving of fees, any banking fees, waiving of any merchant or point of sale terminal fees. We're also offering, since the government announced the Sunday before last, and we launched a product on that same Sunday about 30 minutes later, up to $250,000 unsecured loan, which would typically have an interest rate of about 9%. We're offering that at between 4 and 4.5%.
Yeah, but you're getting your money at 0.25%.
Well, not effectively the term funding facility that comes through at 0.25% when it's offered in April. Yeah. There's a number of other costs that go on top of just the funding.
But a lot of your money, Matt, a lot of your money, see, this is what's worrying people. This is what's worrying. Can I just play you what Josh Frydenberg said to me the other morning, just to clarify, because Melinda, you rang, and Melinda, and you said that you thought these were only commercial loans. He didn't say that, Melinda. And I didn't think he did either. This is all loans, and Matt Comyn from the Commonwealth Bank has just said that. Listen to what Josh Frydenberg said the other morning to me.
We've had this conversation with the banks, and this morning the banks are announcing that anyone with loans up to $10 million, if they're landlords or small and medium-sized businesses, then they won't have to pay any interest or principal for 6 months. Now, that's a deal that we've struck with the banks to ensure that they provide that support to landlords, because everyone has to share in the pain.
Okay, so now Matt, coming back to you on what you're getting your money for. Now, someone with $1 million with your bank will struggle to get 1.3% on that deposit. You're using a lot of that deposit to fund business loans. Now, what kind? I'm worried about this compound interest stuff. So you're saying, okay, you've got this money, you're going to make all this money available, you'll defer interest and principal for 6 months, but they'll pay interest on interest, And what kind of interest rate are you charging?
Well, as I said, Alan, typically the interest rates have come down substantially, in many cases up to 5 percentage points or 500 basis points. To your point, one of the other things that we announced after the RBA rate decision was a 60 basis point increase in our 12-month term deposit to 1.7%. I totally accept that that is still a very low deposit rate, and many of your listeners would have seen their interest income on term deposits come down by something like two-thirds over the last 2 years. We're acutely sensitive to that, and so what we've done is put on a term deposit special. If I could maybe just give a simple example.
See, we don't want our banks to get into trouble. Let's make sure of that. We don't. I'm not asking banks to sort of be magnificent benefactors. But at the same time, 1.7%, I think that's terrific for the deposit. But, I mean, you are on lending that at least 100 or 150% return on the depositor's money to you. You're lending that out at 3 or 4%. At 5%, it's 300% return.
It's not necessarily return. Basically, that's the spread over the RBA rate. Maybe a simple example would be for every $100 that we lend as a Commonwealth Bank, 65 of those dollars are funded from our depositors. And so, of course, we have an obligation to protect depositor funds. Another $30, effectively, we borrow both domestically and internationally. Banks are highly leveraged and effectively borrow so that we can on-lend. And that last $5 is effectively from our equity or our shareholders. And so, as you said, there's an obligation here to make sure that we're doing everything that we can. I can assure you the financial institutions in Australia will come under great strain over the coming periods, as they should, because this is the time when we need to use the significant financial capacity that we've built up over many years to support the economy through this period.
Okay, what about mortgage?
Remain strong, Alan, because as you know well, the only thing worse than a profitable banking system is an unprofitable one.
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. We want stability in the banking system, and I don't think anyone is suggesting otherwise. But mortgage repayments. Now, a listener wrote to me to say they'd been told that their repayments would be delayed for 3 months and then possibly three more, but your bank told them that at the end of this, they'll need to make arrangements to catch up. What's that mean?
Well, what we're offering for our home loan customers, and home loan customers, typically a home loan term can be up to 30 years. So it is going to vary. So if I'm, let's say I'm early on in my repayment schedule, there's a lot of flexibility to make additional repayments. And there's nothing stopping anyone from making additional repayments during that 6 month repayment suspension or holiday. Typically, that would mean a very small increase, let's say over the life of that loan, it could be over the next, let's say, 29 years, to make up the additional repayments. But you're quite right, and this is one of the things where it pains to point out to customers, is when you defer a loan and you defer the repayments, it does add extra interest over the life of your loan, and your repayments will otherwise have to go up if the loan term is going to stay the same period.
Or you can extend the term of the loan.
Exactly.
And are you generous in extending the term of the loan?
Well, we're prepared to push it out to the maximum loan term, which is 30 years.
Okay.
And there's a number of other areas. And as you would expect, across the economy, there are also going to be choices that financial institutions need to make, particularly for business customers, because we're talking here about hundreds of billions of dollars of loans.
Yes, we are.
It's never in a bank's interest for a customer to not be able to repay that.
No, dead right. You're only postponing the inevitable. Now, look, the big issue here, people have lost their jobs. They're using, unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because these days you people throw credit cards at everybody. I remember when you and I were kids, we didn't get a credit card when we were 17 or 18 years of age, and we're asked all sorts of questions before there was one issued. But at the moment, they're paying off a credit card with a credit card, and many people who haven't got a job are buying their groceries and everything with the credit card, paying their rent and their rates. Now, your low-rate credit card charges more than 13% on purchases. That is, of course, if you don't pay it off at the end of the month. Now, in the current climate, surely to God, you've got the capacity to lower this.
Well, our lowest rate card is actually our Essentials card, which is 9.9%. But still, even at 9.9%, I accept that that's a high interest rate in the current environment. There's obviously a number of other cards that have a higher interest rate, but they come with other sort of features and benefits. We're acutely aware of customers' needs, particularly over the period of, let's say, the next month or so. And I think the government's package is a fantastic boost and an economy-saving package.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're also acutely sensitive that over the next month, before those payments start flowing, there's going to be considerable strain on many households' finances, and we're working through a number of different options, including looking at pricing, about some ways that we might be able to support customers.
Well, I think the thing to do, Matt, is to make sure that governments are sensitive, accommodating and listening, because people are doing it very tough out there. We've got to go to the news, but I hope we can talk again. This kind of dialogue is very important to share information.
Thanks very much, Alan.
You're most welcome. Matt Common from the Commonwealth Bank. Harley wasn't available. We'll still see if we can get him. It's 8:30, 7:30 in Queensland.